for us.
Yeah, we'll take a look at some starting lineups. We'll start with the visitor's side, the Moments taking on Westville here. On offense, they've got Damian Upton at receiver. The quarterback, as we mentioned, Eric Castillo. Got it in the receiving core as well, Eddie Ferreira and Jaden Dow. In the backfield, the running backs, Philip Drain and Dakota Lukey. And they are guarded up front, the linemen, Jorge Garcia, Corday Watkins, Josh Garcia, James Penley, and Jackson Ford. We'll take a look for the home team on offense, the Westville Tigers quarterback, sophomore Easton Bolin. You're also going to have Lincoln Cravens, Easton Barney, Landon Kuhn, Jack Eister, the star-studded running back for them. So far, a great start to the season through 2 weeks. A lot of touchdowns, a lot of points for six for them on the Westville side. And rounding out the offense, you've got Grant Beckley, Blayton Ireland, Ethan Miller, Jay Smith, and Braden Barrett up front, as well as Reed Smith.
We've got, there again, an 0-2 team and a 2-0 team here. All of a sudden, this game looks quite different, Darren, than it did 3 weeks ago. Before the season began, nobody could have predicted Westville being dominant as they have been. Surely they would have been there, but to see them as they've been. And same way with the Moments here, being a possibility of starting a season now 0-3 with recent success that they've had as a surprise as well. This is certainly an important game for both, but it's devastatingly important for Moments, who needs momentum in the right direction moving forward, especially knowing that they have the same path as BHRA. Those teams will meet in week 7 in a game that will likely knock one of those teams out of postseason contention at this point in time. Westville wants to win, obviously, to keep the pace and to stay motivated towards their goal of conference championship, perfect regular season, eventually hosting postseason games. After the performances they've had, they can ill afford to take a step back against a team without a win here, Darren. And you definitely don't want to do it in front of the home crowd, by the way.
Yeah, and especially on, you're looking at Westville, a lot of their seniors are either the offensive linemen, then you got Jack Eister, the running back, who's had a lot of their production so far this year, but a lot of otherwise either juniors or even sophomores, underclassmen, they get a lot of playing time. And if you get a lot of these games where you're ahead early and it's kind of decided, you know, almost even by halftime, that allows for you to get a lot of your bench into the game and see where you're at, and that's, you know, get some tape for next year, see what your, you know, future is going to look like. Obviously, you got to keep an eye on this year, and we're only in week 3, but still a good opportunity to get other guys in the game.
We've got the national anthem coming up for the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program, thanks to Latos Hardware. Visit Latos Hardware for those hard-to-find items. Say hi to Fifi. We'll be back afterwards for kickoff and the weather for tonight's game, Westville hosting Moments, here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
This is Fifi the Cat from Latos Hardware. The store is stocked with great tools to pick up what falls down, like rakes, scoops, and bags for falling leaves, and shears and saws for branches. Squirrel away fallen nuts with our easy-to-use nut gatherers. I haven't been able to catch a squirrel, but you can catch everything you need for fall at Latos Hardware in Westville. Keep up with my weekly deals on Facebook. Latos Hardware, where we do it best.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
No matter your age, it's important to keep an eye on your health, and one of the best ways to do that is staying up to date on screenings and vaccinations. This can help detect illnesses in their earliest, most curable stages or prevent them altogether. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including screenings and vaccinations, for every stage of life. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
The Verona County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
The presentation of our national anthem is brought to you by the Vermillion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
The OSF Healthcare Vermillion Valley Conference Football Game of the Week. Presented by OSF Healthcare. Visit OSFHealthcare.org. Also a service of State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville. UHAS Diagnostics between Danville and Oakwood. Latos Hardware in Westville. Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. The Store in Catlin. Vermillion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program. Integrity Vending. State Farm Agent Ross Webb in Danville. Med Plus Pharmacy in Danville. And ServPro of Vermillion County. WITY Sports presentation of Vermillion Valley Football featuring BHRA, Hoopston Area, Georgetown Ridge Farm, Oakwood, Salt Fork, and Westville. Let's go out to the field.
Just about 5 minutes on the clock on the scoreboard here in Westville, Illinois. Vermillion Valley Conference Game of the Week here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app. Westville Tigers, a record of 2-0 through 2 weeks, hosting the 0-2 Moments football team out of Moments, Illinois. Quite a trek for Moments. Not brand new in the Vermillion Valley Conference, but kind of shaken up a few years ago, adding in a few teams. So get a Moments team making the trek all the way from Kankakee area down here to the Danville area. So they're trying to shake off a little rust from the bus ride through warm-ups. Clock reads 4 minutes, 18 seconds. Everybody lined up waiting for Westville to make their grand home entrance. Like we mentioned before, the last two of these meetings going to Moments. In 2023, it was 34-14. And last year, a one-point victory for Moments, 15-14. In what was an 0-3 beginning of the season for the Westville Tigers. All three losses, one-score games, a combined 4 points in those three losses. They ended up running the table, like Chad mentioned in the pregame, losing in the first round of the playoffs. So two teams that were in the postseason last year, an 8-win Moments team, 6-win Westville team. Like I mentioned, the turnover from Moments. A lot of the younger guys having to step up, have some bigger roles this season. Westville, as they're making their way toward the field, American flags in hand, getting set to run through the Westville banner, cheerleaders, dance team lined up, color guard out front near midfield. About 3 minutes set toward game action. Westville, a dominant start to their season. Like we said, they beat two teams that also made the playoffs last year in their Vermilion Valley Conference schedule. 54-13, 41-point victory against Salt Fork, who won their game last weekend. BHRA, Bismarck Henning, Rossville, Alvin, Westville taking that one 49-8, and here come the Tigers. Westville at home against Moments, another VVC OSF Healthcare Game of the Week action about 2.5 minutes away. Westville to the field first, and now Moments starting their trek to their sideline. Great night for some football. Weather-wise, it's always a good night for football, in my opinion. Nonetheless, been in the 60s around game time. I'm sure it'll start to drop a little bit with the sun coming down. 2 minutes on the clock. Both teams on their sidelines, getting set for some Friday Night Lights action. Westville Tigers, orange jerseys, white pants, and Moments white on white. Black helmets for Moments, orange helmets for the Westville Tigers, very reminiscent of Clemson Tigers. Very similar logo, I think. Near the same, in fact. Moments logo taken out of the Utah playbook, replaced the U with an M. Silver metallic logo, the red M on the black helmets. Out set for the opening kick, whistles away. Westville onto the field first to return the opening kick. Moments winning the toss, electing to defer to the second half. So the Tigers, once we get underway, assuming no onside kick, they're going to start this game on offense. Two back deep for the Tigers, Easton Barney and Landon Kuhn. Pair of senior returners for the Tigers. Ball is handed to Moments' Omar Caballero, sophomore kicker for Moments. Ball on the tee. Westville for the first quarter going to go right to left from our vantage point in the opponent's press box. Moments left to right for the opening quarter. Caballero back in line with the rest of his frontline special teamers. Little dribbler off the hands in the air. Moments falls on top of it. Moments recovers the opening kick. A grounder that got above the head of the front line. It was tipped. Ends up hitting the ground, and Moments on top of it, and they will start in Westville territory. Couldn't ask for a better start thus far. Deferring to the second half, and they will still start on offense. Moments, first and 10 from the Westville 38. Two receivers to the right, two out left. Shotgun snap, back to pass, Castillo in the air, right side, through the hands of the intended receiver, Jaden Dow. Had a couple steps ahead of the defender, Eister. And the incompletion makes it second and 10. Trying to capitalize on that opening kickoff momentum. Just right through the hands of the sophomore receiver, Dow. Just 7 seconds off the clock so far, opening quarter. Single receiver to the left, to the right. Twin running backs in the backfield. It's the left and right of Castillo. Shotgun snap. Fake the handoff. Castillo, a keeper, and he's swallowed up in the backfield for a loss of two to bring up third and long. Alvarez, Chaz Alvarez in there. Among the first contact for Westville. Landon Kuhn coming from the secondary as well. Brought down at the Westville 40. Third down and 12 for Moments. A little less than a minute into this one, Moments, and we've got a whistle. Play clock winding down. A timeout called by Moments. Opening kickoff to Moments. They're trying to convert on third and long. We'll be back on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app after 60 seconds.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative, at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers, they've got it all. Plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Darren Brown with you on the VVC OSF Healthcare Game of the Week. Westville Tigers hosting Moments. Moments on 3rd and 12 lined up in a regular formation and bring a couple linemen out to the far sideline. And behind them was Dakota Lukey. A little weird formation causes a timeout from the defensive side of Westville. So a timeout called by Moments on 3rd and 12. They got lined up. Westville called one with the little trick formation. Both teams back out on the field. 2 receivers to the far left. Single receiver right near side on our vantage point. In the backfield to the left of Castillo is Dakota Lukey. Play clock winding, and they're going to do the same thing again, bring some linemen out toward the far sideline. We'll see how Westville defends this. Shotgun snap, rolling right, Castillo, throw to the right, off the helmet and hands of the intended receiver, had an open tight end out there in Wooten, and hit off his hands, off his helmet, and that's going to bring up fourth down. Once again, a couple steps ahead. The throw was good. Receiver was open and just couldn't corral it. A couple potential big plays. Ending in incompletions. 4th and 12, Moments, the offense out there. Double receivers to the left, single to the right. One back in the backfield, tight end across the right tackle, shotgun snap, Castillo in the air, right side, incomplete. It was broken up by the DB Easton Bolin, and Westville going to take over on downs. Moments keeping the Tigers on their toes. Opening kickoff recovered by the kicking team. Moments starting on the Westville 38. Couple dropped passes, then the incompletion on fourth down, and still scoreless. Just a minute into this first quarter, Westville, 1st and 10 from their own 40. I formation, handoff, Eister,
right side, going to the sideline, first down, contacted and brought down in moments territory at about the 42, and a big play on the opening play from scrimmage for Westville sets up another first down. But we got a flag on the play. This is going to get brought back. Flag thrown near the line of scrimmage, the right side where Eister broke free. Holding called. That'll move the Tigers back. Clock winding, the ball going to be brought back to the Westville 38. It's first and 10 now, first and 12 after the penalty. Single receiver to the left. Formation strong to the right. Fullback and a running back in the backfield. Another toss to Eister. Between the right guard and right tackle, gains a few. Brought down at about the 42 and to bring up second down. 4 yard gain on first and 12 to make it second down and 8. Eister, as you mentioned, 8 touchdowns thus far on the season. Between those games against Salt Fork and BHRA. Single receiver to the left. In motion and getting the ball, Barney. Barney toward the sideline, flag thrown, tripped up, and down near the 45. And there's going to be another hold against Westville. Some costly mistakes on both sides so far. The dropped passes on the moment side. And for Westville, the holding penalty is negating some big runs. So the Tigers being brought back even more. They're going to have second down, looks like, from their own 33. And make that the 32. Single receiver near side, two out far. In the backfield, Eister. Snap, Eister's got it. And brought down near the line of scrimmage. Right there to meet him on moments. The big man, Corday Watkins, the senior. It'll be third and long for Westville. Eister able to get about a yard. Line to gain midfield. Third and 22. Single receiver out left. Fake the handoff. Rolling to the left. Looking to the right. Pass nearly intercepted through the hands of the DB, Damian Upton. And to make an underhanded grab, just went right through his hands. And the incompletion makes it fourth down and long for the Tigers. Subs coming in for the punt formation. Back to return, Jaden Dow, the sophomore. Punter back, that is the senior, Matthew Darling for Westville. Flag thrown before the snap. Delay a game against Westville, didn't get out there quite fast enough. You're going to move back even more. So momentum starting their first drive on the Westville 38 after the recovery on the opening kickoff. And they should get decent field position, if not starting again, in Westville territory, depending on the kick from the punter, Darling. Now standing at the Westville 10. Dow at the momentum 40. Punt in the air, a high one. They'll let that go. Bounces and takes some immense roll and down right around midfield. right there to down that punt was Eister out there in formation. Moment's going to start first and 10 from midfield. They're just a hair shy. Two receivers out left. Single receiver right near side. Two backs in the backfield with Castillo. Snap the handoff. Bit near the line of scrimmage. Handoff to Philip Drain. He was met by a couple of Tigers. Lincoln Cravens there. First contact for Westville. Moments loses about a yard to bring up second and 11 from the Moments 49. So pretty wild start so far. Moments getting the opening kick. Starting in Westville territory, a couple of drops that could have been big plays. Westville, some runs negated by holding calls. And Moments starting their second series from midfield. Shotgun snap, back to pass, in the air, open receiver. This one's caught as he goes out of bounds. Dow caught it and brought out of bounds near the Westville 25. Had a couple defenders in the area. Landon Kuhn and Easton Boland was just a few steps ahead of both of them. That one able to connect. And that brings up first and 10 for Moments in Westville territory.
Well, there again, that's a dynamic play. They need a few more of those here, Darren, throughout the rest of the evening if they're going to compete. And so far, looking like they're doing that.
7.5 minutes on the clock for the opening quarter. Still scoreless. Moments on the road here in Westville. Snap and the handoff to Lukey. Left side. Broke one tackle and down. And a flag coming in from the back judge toward the left side of the line of scrimmage.
That was an expert flag throw right there. That went about 30 yards in the air.
Like a yellow cloth javelin in the air. And this one, looks like it's going to be holding against Moments. So they get the big play, the pass. Castillo connecting to Dow along the near sideline. Penalty's going to move it back to the Westville 31. First and about 17 for Moments. Two receivers out left. Two to the right. Lukey in the backfield with Castillo. Rolls out right. Throws. Connects. It's Dow again. Hit near the 28 and brought down. Gained a few yards. Still not back to the original line of scrimmage. So second and long for Moments. Ball spotted at the Westville 27. Two receivers far side, single near side. Twins in the backfield. It's Lukey as well as Philip Drain. Snap to Castillo. He'll take it himself. Breaks one tackle and brought down near the 25. And picks up a few yards about to the original line of scrimmage to bring up third and about 10. So Westville defense after the holding penalty that brought back Moments after the first down play. Able to keep it at third and long. So despite a big play, the pass from Castillo to Dow setting him up in Westville territory. Tigers trying to stave off this drive for Moments. Same formation. Castillo back to pass. Throws left side in the air and incomplete in the end zone. In the area for the Tigers. Ryder Lions. Coverage against Dow. Had him on the right side Some earlier pass plays moved him over to the far sideline, the left. So incompletion makes it 4th and 10. Moments went for it on 4th and 12 earlier. And now in Westville territory, they'll go for it on 4th and 10. Two to the right, two to the left. Shotgun snap. Castillo back to pass, trying to evade the tacklers and brought down in the pocket. There to bring him down, Reed Smith, Bryson Portman's. Tigers defense makes it a turnover on downs, and Westville back on offense.
Well, there again, you had to make the most of the opportunities. They had the big pass play, and we know that this Westville defense are going to come. They have always had great line play, both sides of the ball. Got good love. That's been a hallmark of this program for so long, and you saw it right there.
Handoff, Eister, right side, breaking free, goes toward the sideline, nearly brought out of bounds, still on his feet, cuts it back to the middle, gets his blockers. Now cutting to the left, open field, oh. Eister, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Westville.
The way Eister made everyone miss during that play, I don't see any flags on the field, but he may have twisted a few ankles out there by the time it was said and done.
Clock will stop. He was nearly out of bounds near the Moments 35. Had a defender trying to wrap up his legs, was able to break free, cut it all the way back. Found the open field. The blockers came with him. And the Tigers strike first, 6-0 pending the PAT. Lining up to kick the senior, Matthew Darling. Left-footed kicker. Darling kick up through the uprights. 7-0 Tigers. 5-10 to go for the first quarter. Here from Westville, Vermilion County Conference, OSF Healthcare. Game of the week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near
that,
you.
That, but I'm out here in Hooterville, so...
All right, back on WITY, BCC OSF Healthcare Game of the Week. 7-0 Westville after the big run play for Jack Eister. Make it 9 touchdowns on the year for him for the Tigers. Moments, 2 offensive series so far. They got the opening kick recovered, started at the Westville 38, then started their next series at midfield. Tigers take over on downs both times.
One play, 73 yards. Eister on that touchdown run probably ran well over 100 yards going back and forth on the field. Darling's extra point makes it 7-0 Westville with about 5:10 left.
After the PAT, Darling set to kick. Deep for Moments, Cantwell and Drain. Off the hands and picked up it near the end zone, trying to take it out and brought down just past the 10. Coverage team getting down there for Westville, taking advantage of the dropped kick. And after starting their first series in Westville territory, their second at midfield, now Moments deep in their own territory for their third offensive series. Score 7-0 in favor of the home Westville Tigers. 5 minutes, 10 seconds. Single receiver near side to the right.
Two receivers out to the left. Castillo with Lukey in the backfield as well as Drain to left and right. Shotgun snap. Castillo fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, and brought down near the line of scrimmage. That'll bring up second and about 11. D-line for Westville been able to get a lot of defenders near the ball carrier, especially on those QB keepers. Three receivers, out right single to the left. Castillo, shotgun formation. Claps gets the snap, back to pass, to the right side, connects with Dow, and hit right away, brought down at about the 34, or 24, excuse me.
Pickup of about five.
Clock running 4 minutes for the opening quarter. Third and medium, 4 moments. Two receivers near side, two out far. Claps, fakes the snap, got some Westville defenders jumping.
That's where Moments is going to really help themselves tonight. The seasoned veteran Castillo going to make those claps, going to make those hard counts. He's going to try to draw the inexperienced Westville players off. That's where the Tigers need to settle in and make it work.
They are going to call it a false start. So had some movement on the left side of the Moments line. Clock will run about 3.5 to go for the opening quarter. So third and 6 becomes third and 11. Single receiver near side. Two make it three now. Out far to the left. Castillo claps. Gets the snap. Back to pass. Looking left. Rolling to the right. Still looking for somebody near the sideline. It'll just float it out of bounds to avoid a sack. Clock will stop at 3:15. And now fourth down and 11 for Moments. They haven't punted so far. They went for it on 4th and 12 and 4th and 10. Those were in Westville territory. They're going to do presumably the same here. They might be in punt formation, but they got people up close.
Well, and I've seen this before. I think I've seen it in the last couple of years. Castillo does have a little bit of a foot on him. And you
a
just
line
saw
drive
that right
punt.
There.
Nobody back to return for Westville. That's going to roll slowing down and stops dead at about the Westville 38. So Moments taking advantage of Westville not having anybody back. A little more breathing room for the Moments defense to set up first and 10 for Westville.
38-yard line.
First and 10 for the Westville Tigers. 3 minutes to go for the opening quarter. Westville 7-0. Tigers leading the visiting Moments. Bolin gets the snap, handoff to Eister. Right side, some open room. Broke one tackle and tripped up at about the 44. Bring up second and short. Spotted just behind the 44, line to gain the 48. Second and about four for the Tigers. 2.5 to go for the first. Single receiver far side out to the right. Formation strong to the left.
Snap handoff to the fullback, Cravens. Cravens broke a tackle. He's got open field. Left side, nobody to beat. Touchdown, Westville.
Incredible. There again, back-to-back big touchdown runs. And that's going to be a little bit deflating for this moment. Squad here, this one of the 56-yard variety after that 73-yard run by Eister on that last drive.
So that'll make it 13-0. Big run from Eister, and now the one from the fullback, Cravens. Eister getting most of the carries. They go to the fullback. Everybody keyed in on Eister. And that allowed for Cravens to take it to the house. Left side of the field. Back to kick. Southpaw, Darling. Ball in the hold. Kick up and in to make it 14-0. Two-score lead for the home Tigers against Moments. 2:13 to go for the opening quarter. We'll be back on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance, life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
It was a 56-yard touchdown run by Lincoln Cravens. Darling's extra point capping off a two-play 64-yard drive. In the last three plays, it's been 137 yards and 14 points on the board here for the Westville Tigers as they have bounced back despite of a pesky start for Moments. But Moments giving up a lot of those opportunities to capitalize on a couple of really nice pass plays here, Darren.
Yeah, kind of we talked in pregame where you got a Westville team with a lot of momentum starting 2-0, Moments at 0-2. Like you said, a lot of opportunities followed by some drop passes and giving up those big plays on defense. Kickoff to the right side, they're going to let that one bounce into the end zone for a touchback. So clock stays at 2:13.
And Eister's just on another planet right now. This is a kid that a few years ago he was no more for a wrestler, OSF, and moved school districts, came over, played football. He was on the team last year and had some nice plays, but this year he's really broken out in the first quarter of the season, 9 touchdowns. And as you saw on that touchdown run, just breakaway speed he's not a huge guy, so he can get into some of those smaller places and get himself out before he gets into trouble.
Three receivers to the right for Moments, single out left, shotgun snap, the handoff. Down the right sideline, brought out of bounds. And a gain of 10, just about. Looked like they were going to move the chains, but they'll spot that one just shy of the line to gain the 30. So second and one.
That was Dow, correct?
Looked like number 7, who they don't have listed on the Moments roster. Jing down number 4. Two receivers out wide for Moments. Single receiver near side to the right. Snap Castillo, the handoff. Breaking one tackle and down for a loss. In the backfield there for Westville, Easton Bolin coming in from the secondary after the D lineman getting in there. Among them was Braden Barrett.
I've got a last name of Mitchell on number 7. We can find out his first name a little later on. Oh, wait, that's Jaden Mitchell. So he switched numbers. He's typically number 10. Correction on the roster.
Third and about 5 from immense. 3 receivers out left. Castillo, snap, quick throw, batted down in there to make a play. It's like Liam Hughes out there. Liam Hughes, who they have in the program as a offensive and defensive lineman, doesn't nearly fit the build or the jersey number.
Sometimes in these smaller schools, you got to do what you got to do. Some of these guys that would be running back and wide receiver material at some schools find themselves working the outside of the line, maybe even some bigger linebacker duties here at the 1A, 2A, and even the lower 3A level nowadays.
Fourth down, Castillo going to punt again. Same thing, no returners back for Westville. Ball going to spin and stay at about the Moments 43, or the Westville 43, excuse me. So Westville, the big run from their own territory to make it a 2-score gain, Lincoln Cravens. You've seen that from a handful of teams early where they have a fullback that can run the ball or another running back that can break out for some big plays. You get a majority of the handoffs to their number one running back, and they sneak one in there to the other guy, and everyone keys in on their main running back and allows for a big play, getting other guys involved with the carries. Single receiver out left for the Tigers, going right to left. They fake the handoff and now give it to Lyons. Lyons, left sideline, breaks a few tackles, now cutting back. That's Easton Barney. Barney, flag thrown as he goes into the end zone. We'll see what the flag is.
We've got a helmet that rolled off of number 52, Aiden O'Reilly, for about a good 5 to 10 yards. And that was in the vicinity of where the flag was thrown. There's multiple flags out there.
Had one flag coming in from the trailing referee and one from the back judge. Now conversing near the Moments 25. See, maybe a block in the back. Clock was at 30 seconds before the snap. Big discussion here between all 5 stripes out
there. We have
a
flag back here at the 44 as well. So there's 3 flags on the field. All in different areas.
So still trying to figure out what all the flags are and subsequently how that affects where the ball is.
Either way, the touchdown is negated. And it looks like it's coming all the way back. Are they just going to replay the play? It kind of feels that way, doesn't it? So you have to figure out what flag was first. And so the earliest flag was the one back here at the 43. So if that happened before all the other ones, then that would negate the others.
So it sounds like you had a...
So offsetting penalties would start it right back where it began. Yep.
So one of those, a face mask against Moments. And either a hold or block in the back on the Westville side. So first and 10, 14 seconds for the opening quarter. 14-0 lead for the Tigers and a flag thrown. Looks like maybe a delay of game.
As if they didn't have enough time to figure it out while the officials were sorting all that out. It's chaos down there, Darren.
So move them back 5. clock going to stay stopped at 14. Saw those missed opportunities for big plays from Moments, and that one, a great play design there, getting the first carry for Easton Barney in motion, faked the handoff to both the fullback and running back. Just want to toss up the middle, spinning. There's Barney. Gain of about 3. That'll bring up second down and about 12, and that's going to take us to the second quarter here in Westville. 14-0, the Tigers leading Moments through the first 12 minutes of action. The VCC, VVC, OSF Healthcare, Game of the Week, WITY, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY app.
As a grandfather, you know what it takes to make special memories with your grandkids.
Grandpa, look what I can do.
But did you know that 1 in 8 men will get prostate cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep spoiling those little ones before sending them home. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
When skies are threatening and watches or warnings are in play, listen for the ServPro Severe Skywatch Weather Bulletin. Contact ServPro at 443-0077 or go to ServProVermilionCounty.com. When severe weather breaks out, we break in with the ServPro Severe Weather Bulletin on Ileana's Weather Choice, WITY.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYRadio.com.
Welcome back to the OSF Game of the Week. It's a 14-0 lead for Westville. Alongside Darren Brown, Chad Baker back with you here. And it is a 2nd and 12 for Westville. Already with a 2-touchdown lead. Had a third that was negated by penalties here just a moment ago. Underneath is Bolin. He's going to roll back. He's going to roll to the outside on the near far side. Connects. And there's going to be another flag as connected with Barney, I believe. And that was down at the 42. But that is coming back because that flag was in the backfield of Westville.
Looks like you're going to hold on number 50, Beckley, because he was having a discussion there with the ref.
And you love the officiating crew that's going to talk to the players and let them know what they did wrong. I mean, a lot of officiating crews don't do that. They certainly don't have to do that, but there's always an appreciation gained when an official can do that to a young player. Certainly there's others in the crowd that take notice and maybe they give them a little bit more levity in these games, in these situations. Snap, Bolin hands off the left side. This is Eister breaking through and hurdles, and he's across midfield, and he's down at the 42-yard line. Pickup of 17 on the play.
Another big play there. Would have had one. The penalty negated that. That one able to get him into Moments territory. Your point about the refs there, Chad, kind of a mutual thing, especially with the players where they just want to know, how do I do that differently so it's not a penalty the next time?
Actually, take that back. That's 21 on that play there for Eister. Up over 100 yards for the evening. There's Cravens with the handoff again, and he plows through and keeps the scrum going. And he's going to claw his way out to right around the 27-yard line. Pick up a 14. Cravens now at... Also a big mark this evening here as Westville, 1-plus quarters of play, well over 200 yards of offense. Just keeps churning.
And you've seen so far mostly the run plays. He had a few play-action rollouts, but the ground game's been working so far.
Single receiver to the right, offset eye, and timeout on the field by Westville. We've got 10:26 left to go in first half action. It's Westville 14, Moments nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout with them. Be back with more of your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Coming out of the timeout, 14-0 lead for Westville, but they are driving. They sit at the, it's going to be right around the 27-yard line of Moments. Eister and Cravens in the backfield. It's going to be quarterback keeper up the middle. And Bolin stays on his feet. Breaks one tackle. Now dragging a guy. And he's going to be all the way up to the 6-yard line. What a scrappy play by Easton Bolin. Pickup of 21 yards. Breaking about 3 to 4 tackles to get there.
We've seen that from pretty much everyone who's gotten carries from Westville, those ability to get yards after contact.
Kuhn out to the left. Cravens and Eister in the backfield. Bolin under center for the first and goal. The flip back to Barney. He dances around the left side of the line and is in for the touchdown. 6-yard touchdown run for Easton Barney. 20-0, Westville, pending the extra point.
They've gotten Barney involved. Where he had the big run that was negated by penalties on a good design. Now getting him involved there. Short yardage territory near the goal line and gets in for the score.
Darling on for the extra point. The snap, it's down, it's up, it's good. 21-0 Westville. Here in week 3 IHSA football action with 9:46 left to go. We'll take 30 seconds off. Be back with more of your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Juhas Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at Juhas Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24-7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. Juhas Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
We've got 9:46 left to go. First half. Westville pouring it on now, and three really dominant drives here. It's, that one took 5 plays, 57 yards. Barney with the 6-yard touchdown run. Darling with the extra point makes it 21-0. But doing it all on the ground, it's been Eister, it's been Cravens, it's been Barney, it's been Bolin with that 21-yard run. The quarterback keeper up the right side of the line.
Getting a lot of guys involved. He started with Eister and get him going. You get other guys going, and it kind of works the other way, too. You maybe get Eister involved more.
Down inside the 15. That did not materialize the way Moments would like to see that. So they'll start pin deep in their own territory for first and 10. Stay tuned. We'll have the halftime show coming up, courtesy of the store in Catlin. We'll take a look at your ServPro Vermilion County scoreboard schedule. The halftime adjustments, courtesy of Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler. We'll do our best to get some stats here for you. We'll at least have the big plays coming up. So first and 10. Twins right, Twins left. Shotgun formation. Castillo gets the snap. He's going to roll right. Looks to put it up. Airs it out downfield and leads his intended target by a good 6 to 8 yards. That was Dow, 10-4.
He had pressure coming as he threw. That was Braden Barrett. And you saw Castillo there, had to hurry it. Maybe that caused him to put a little extra on it for the overthrow. You mentioned the opportunities early where you had two drives starting in Westville territory for your Moments, and now starting one at your 10 and this one at their own 15. You're not going to get a lot of those good field position starting drives.
Second and 10. And he's going to drop back, feeling the pressure in his end zone, throws it away.
That went nearly interesting with Castillo going straight backward. Depending on if they would have said there wasn't a receiver in the area, if he had stepped into that end zone and called a grounding.
Twins right, Twins left. Third and 10 coming up from the 15. There's the snap. Castillo drops back, puts it up over the middle, and outstretched arms, no go. Dow was the intended target yet again. This time, Dow a little closer, but let him out even more. Flag in the backfield.
I heard they call that roughing.
They are calling it roughing the passer. We're going to have ourselves a fresh set of downs here, Darren.
So a break there for Moments.
Going to nestle the 31-yard line on the near hash. Be the far hash for the home side.
And their receivers, Moments, they have been getting open all games thus far.
Twins right, single receiver to left. Castillo hands off over the right side, Mitchell, and he's not going to be able to turn the corner.
So a run play after the...
Looks like it's a loss of 4.
Penalty after the throw gave him the first down, and then so we got another penalty.
But they walked that off from, they're going to negate the play, so they walked it off from the, not where the ball was. From the original line of scrimmage. From the shotgun. And a motion. Now he drops back. Castillo puts it up over the middle of the field, connects with Dow, the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. He's got to grab from behind. and brought down by Easton Bolin at the 5.
Saw Westville brought pressure from the right side of Momence's line. Short time to throw for Castillo. Does a good job finding the open receiver up the middle. That pressure led to not a lot of defenders in the backfield. Dow to break free before he was finally caught by Bolin.
84 yards through the air. That was Dow he connected with. So first and goal from the 5. Timeout. Momentz will take it with them. 8:08 left on the clock. Momentz within striking distance here, down 21-0 to Westville. You're listening to the OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
First and goal awaits Momentz coming out of this timeout from the 5-yard line after the 84-yard pass play from Castillo to Jaden Dow. And that was on a long play after a penalty there. So they were hurt a little bit. And after having 4 missed connections previously. Orf, direct snap, quarterback keeper up the left side. He stretches out. He's close but not in. I'm going to say 4-yard carry down to the 1. Then second down, tried to sneak it, and put it on the ground, apparently. Recovered by Momentz. So brings up 3rd and goal from the 1. Castillo this time from the shotgun. Twins right, twins left. Single back is Drain, I believe. No, Lukey, excuse me. Connects in the end zone for the touchdown. Little screen pass out to number 3. That is Eddie Ferreira. And Momentz makes up some ground. It's 21-6 pending the extra point here. On to kick is Omar Caballero, sophomore kicker. There's a snap. It's down. It's up. Nope. It's blocked. So with 7:03 left to go, first half, it's 21-6. Westville in the lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds with kickoff in your OSF Game of the Week on WITY.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It was a one-yard pass play from Castillo to Ferreira. And Caballero's extra point attempt was blocked, capping off a seven-play, 85-yard drive, making it 21-6. Westville still holding on to a two-score lead. About halfway through, just a little over halfway through, quarter number two.
Yeah, 7 minutes to go. You've seen them get big plays for Westville. We'll see how much time they can drain off the clock in this next series.
Caballero going to do a little off side.
Westville able to recover, but the same thing they did on the opening kickoff where they do a little grounder. The first one got over the heads of the front line. That one off the hands of the lineman there, Reed Smith. Westville able to pounce back on top of it.
So it'll start out at the 49-yard line of Westville, which is great field position for them. They've been got increasingly better field position as the evening has went on. Hand off to Eister up the left side of the line. Now cuts back towards the middle. Spin, and he is brought down at the 39 to pick up a 12.
First carry of the series. They went more toward the fullback Cravens and getting some of the receivers' handoffs in motion. See how much more they want to involve Eister on this one.
So first and 10 from the Moments 39. And it's Boland rolling out to his left. Puts it up. Open receiver is Kuhn as he goes out of bounds near the 13-yard line. They're going to give him the 12. To pick up a 27 yards through the air.
Bowling the lefty QB, so his rollout's on play action to the left. And that one able to connect around the sideline.
Turn around and... that's Cravens, and he just plows over the only defender in front of him in for the touchdown. Lincoln Cravens just getting it done. 11-yard touchdown run, his second touchdown of the evening. And just as quick as Moments gets on the board, Westville takes it back. 27-6 pending the extra point. Darling on. It's down, it's up, it's good. It's Darling is 4 for 4 on extra points tonight. It's 28-6. Westville leads, 6:17 left to go in the half. We'll take 30 seconds off, be back for your kickoff here in your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
Down run, Darling's extra point, capping off a three-play 51-yard drive, and it's 28-6. Westville leads. Still 6:17 left here in quarter number two.
Some moments they had. Great field position their first two series. And pinned deep in their own territory the subsequent ones. We'll see what plays out for this kickoff where they start trying to build back from a 22-point deficit.
That one's going to go back through the end zone. Touchback.
Kind of a rarity there for Westville. You've got not only a left-handed QB in Bolin, you got a left-footed kicker in Matthew Darling. Don't know how often you see that.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm thinking back in pro history, because it doesn't happen very often, but I believe, and I don't know if it coincided, but the 49ers had Steve Young as a left-handed quarterback, and they had Joe Nedney as a left-footed kicker for a short time. And I don't know if they played at the same time. That would could be the only instance I can remember that had been close. So first and 10, four moments from the 20. Castillo Canoa had it right there in his hands. And good job by Eister on his on the intended receiver, which I can get him to turn ever so slightly to see his number, I'll know who it is. Is that Dow?
Looked like Dow. Intended for Dow on the slant. Like you said, Eister able to make contact right after Dow was trying to corral that one, and the ball ends up hitting
the
ground.
No, that was Ferreira. Number three. Twins is left, or Twins right, single receiver to left. Castillo is going to roll out, and then he is going to have to protect the ball as he goes down in a sack. As he just did not have enough time. It's a loss of five.
That was Grant Beckley there for Westville, right side of the D-line for the Tigers. Yeah, like you said, the ball protection from the blind side of Castillo. Moment's lucky that he didn't lose control of the football.
There again, a little bit of inexperience. You have a line that's got a junior and a sophomore on it. So third and a while. Castillo's going to put it up over the middle, and that's going to be, fortunately for him, outstretched because the nearest player on the field to that pass was Westville's Ryder Lions.
You've probably seen the MO from Westville's defense get pressure on Castillo. He's got a great deal of arm strength. It's just a matter of trying to get in sync, connecting with those open receivers.
So Kuhn will be back. Castillo will have someone to kick to this time. Kuhn's going to take it back, slips at the 45, breaks free at the 40, goes up to the 30, up to the 25. He's going to do a spin move, and he's going to be shoved down about the 23. Injured. Nope, just slow getting up. Moments player out there. So first and 10 from the, well, they're going to mark it at the 22. So Westville looking to blow this open here. With still 5:10 left to go here in first half action.
And a good job by Kuhn there. High school and college, if your knee's down, you're down. and a good job able to stay on his feet, break forward into Moment's territory.
So first and 10, the snap, the handoff. This is Cravens. Cravens having a coming out party tonight as well. He's down at the 18. Pick up a 4.
It only took them 3 plays to find the end zone on their last series. Again, great field position again.
High formation in the backfield. Long receiver out to the left. A little reverse. And it's Easton Barney up the left side, and he's going to go in untouched for the touchdown. Easton Barney, 19-yard touchdown, his second of the evening. And the route is on yet again for the Westville Tigers.
Pretty similar play call to when they had those offsetting penalties that negated the touchdown run from Barney earlier in the game. Fake a handoff, give it to him right down the line following his lead blocker. Not a lot of defenders in the area.
Darling on for the extra point. And that one just barely made it. It was kind of a line drive kick. But he got it in. And it's a 35-6 lead with 4:29 left to go here in the first half. We'll be back for kickoff in 30 seconds. Your OSF Game of the Week heard here on WITY Danville.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Two-play, 22-yard drive wrapped up on the end of Easton Barney's run, 18 yards on that touchdown run. Darling's extra point makes it 35-6. And quick scores, quick drives, as Westville making the best use of the clock here in the first half. Build this big lead. Darling's kick is going to be taken back at the 5. And ran out. Mitchell gets it up to just shy of the 30. Maybe now it looks like Forward Progress got him to the 29. Oh, they're gonna mark it pretty good there.
So a little better starting field position than their 3 previous drives. You had starting at the 10, starting at the 15, the touchback. Then the kick fielded near the Moment's 5, able to bring it up for about a 25-yard return.
First and 10, trips left, single receiver to the right. Castillo is going to do a little screen pass out to the outside. Connects with Dow, pickup of 4.
Glad going to keep running, didn't quite get out of bounds. And they got 4 minutes to work with if they want to put points on the board before halftime. Another thing to think about, if they weren't going to be able to get the chains moving, you don't necessarily want to leave Westville with time.
positive. I think that's what they're thinking right now. Two backs in the backfield, twins right, single receiver to left. Castillo drops back, puts it up, looks, has Dow wide open at midfield, and he skirts one defender almost. Good job by Lyons there, tripping him up, bringing him down at the 40.
We've seen that Westville secondary just kind of seem lost on some of those pass defenses. They had a few safeties in the area there, and even as the ball was thrown, kind of going the opposite direction of Dow.
26 yards on that pickup. First and 10 at the 40 of Westville. Drawn off sides, Westville was.
So the offside is going to make it first and 5. Clock running again. Moments trying to get points on the board. They scored on their last one, or one before.
They scrambled around. Carry up to the 35. Castillo with that. Trips left, single receiver to the right. Second and 5 from the shotgun. Drops back, puts it up, connects. Forward progress got him to the just short of the 30. That was for Lufke.
There again, you had quite a few defenders in the area. Just not a good jump once that ball was thrown to defend the pass.
Third and a short one coming up. Trips left, single receiver to the right once again. Castillo this time from the pistol. Trying to draw Westville offsides there. Trying to do the hand signals. And he'll drop back. He's going to be scrambling. Takes a big hit and it knocked out of bounds. Did he get across the 30? It's going to be short. So fourth and 1 coming up.
So clock stopped about a minute and a half.
Once again, trips left, single receiver to the right. Everybody looks at their wristband. Castillo takes another look. And timeout. Moments. Discuss this fourth and 1 play with a minute 33 left on the clock till halftime. It's 35-6. Westville in the lead. We'll take it with them. Be back in 30 seconds here on your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers, they've got it all. Plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook, Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Minute 33 left here in first half action. It's been all Westville. Count of 35-6. Moments facing a fourth and 1 at the Westville 31. They want to try to reel some time off, but then also they're in a position now they could probably get some more points. Got to play this one close to the vest. Maybe they'll have a misdirected snap now, though. They're going to send everybody out to the left side here. Maybe a little trick play, and that's going to leave Castillo exposed. He's got to put it up downfield and connects at the 15. That was Ferreira. So a little misdirection, a little trickery out there. You're shaking your head no.
I had a little crick in my neck. I was trying.
There was a lot of moving your head around on that play, I could tell. Twins left, Twins right. They've got the clock moving again. Castillo drops back. Now going to keep it. Nope. Connects and wide open and into the end zone for the touchdown with Dakota Lukey. 15-yard touchdown pass. And moments. Pesky.
You would think that, I know they sometimes say don't chase points, but you'd think you'd go for two to make it 21-point deficit.
That looks to be what they're going to do. And the dive and a flag on the play.
Didn't get out there fast enough. Delay game.
Well, there's three. Oh, illegal substitution. About to say, there is a. That's what he didn't get out there fast enough for. That lineman came barreling off the field and dove for the sideline. But needed to be in. Castillo puts it up. A little comeback. Toes in. No. Does not connect. 55 seconds left in quarter number two. 35-12. The lead for Westville. We'll be back in 30 seconds with kickoff from your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
35-12, Westville leads with 55 seconds left here in the half. Castillo to Lukey with a 15-yard touchdown pass, 2-point conversion, no good. And six-play drive.
And this will be a key kickoff here on only 55 seconds. That especially why you want to make sure if your moments, you don't give Westville good starting field position.
Excuse me, that is more than a six-play drive. That was an eight-play drive. And it was 70 yards. And there's a pretty decent kick, and that's going to go out of bounds. So flag on the play, and I'll bring it back out to the 35-yard line for Westville.
Well, with the 23-point lead, I would figure it'll be just run plays to end the second quarter. But depending on how much yardage Westville can potentially gain on this first play, we'll see what they want to do with their final remaining timeout and their play calling.
Trips left, single receiver to the right. They'll put Kuhn in motion on the sweep. And they tried to put it in the hands of Cravens through the air. Did not fall. So it brings up second and 10. And I guess if you're going to try to be experimental, you want to do it with a 3-score lead and mop up time in the first half. Maybe try some things out. Single receiver to the left, twins right. Boland's going to roll out to his left after the fake handoff. Now he's going to roll back to his right. He's, little short hops it to Eister. So Eister was there, but maybe a half a step away from reeling that one in. Third and 10.
Well, minutes, no timeouts, but we'll see if Westville wants to take another shot or just get the clock moving.
He's going to air it out, going downfield, and it bounces out of the scrum between Kuhn and number two, that is Castillo. Fourth and 10 with 36 seconds left.
Yeah, the official's momentary timeout with substitution for Moments. Cordae Watkins going to the sideline.
Darling on to punt. And it goes straight up. And it's going to come down. And right there is Barney to take it at the 43-yard line. So Moments has 27 seconds to work 57 yards of the field here. Flag on the play.
That one near the line of scrimmage.
That'll be against Moments.
We got a roughing the punter.
No, it won't be. So, okay. So, yeah, roughing the kicker there. So they get fresh set downs at the 50. Bolin puts it up, connects at the 39. Now the bounds goes Kuhn.
And Westville still does have a timeout, 21 seconds. They've had big plays on runs. If they wanted to get one and try to get yardage on the ground, could burn a timeout.
Got twins left, twins right. Bowling. From the shotgun. Drops back, looking to go downfield. Puts it up, heavy territory. And right near the pylon. Intended for Kuhn. He had Ferreira and number one, that's Upton, on him.
Clock stopped at 15. You'd think two more plays for the first half. Depending on how quick Bolin can get the ball out if they're throwing toward the sideline. Or throwing anywhere with a timeout.
Trips right. Single receiver to left. Bowling. A little screen pass to Kuhn. Lots of guys in front of him. Create a nice little screen there, and he's going to go all the way in and for the touchdown. 37 yards. Kuhn with his first touchdown of the evening. And it's 41-12 with 5 seconds left, pending the extra point.
Like, talking about them getting touches to a lot of different skill players on offense. Fourth player to score a touchdown for Westville.
Darling for the extra point. It's down, it's up, it's good. So a very, very bad penalty for Moments there with that roughing the punter as it gave new life to Westville. 37 of those yards to end it there through the air for Bolin to Kuhn. Extra point by Darling is good. It's 42-12. We'll keep it here for the final 5 seconds. But you figure maybe reeled off on this kickoff.
You would expect a squib kick here.
That was because of that roughing the punter. That was a six play, 65-yard drive. And it's going to be taken back up the middle, up to about the 38-yard line. And that's going to run the rest of the time off the clock. But the Westville faithful loving this one. They are up big at the half, 42-12. And what's been a really, really long first half, hour and a half almost. In fact, right at an hour and a half. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back for your halftime show, courtesy of the store in Catlin. Take a look at the Country Financial Agent, Dustin Ealer. Halftime adjustments, the Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard and schedule coming up as well. 42-12, Westville in the lead. Back in just a few moments on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
When it comes to your health, you know your workout goals for the year. But do you know when to screen for cancer? More than 9 out of 10 cancers are diagnosed in people 45 and older. But regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep pushing yourself further in the gym. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get-screened.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're
putting gas in your car anyway, why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Why is Macy's one-day sale the one sale you can't miss? For starters, you'll find our best prices of the month on fall's top trends, like $99.99 for trenches and barn jackets, diamond bracelets $249, and for cozy nights in, comfy sheets at $19.99 and under. Plus, it's Star Money Bonus Days, when Star Rewards members can earn Star Money faster. Not a member yet? Join for free online or in-store. Don't miss Macy's one-day sale today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the Store Halftime Show, brought to you by The Store. For your after-game celebrations, head to The Store on the northwest corner of the four-way stop in Catlin.
It's a fun one at the half if you're a Westville Tigers fan, but if you're a Moments fan, you'll make enough to do. 42-12 is where we set, alongside Darren Brown, Chad Baker back with you, and Darren, I tell you, you know, this offense for the Westville Tigers just putting it on tonight. Lots of weapons, lots of speed, lots of power. The run game, it's just dominant. And, of course, with a solid line on both sides, that's where Westville's at with things.
Yeah, and as is high school football, you know, almost sounds cliche at times, but the – it is true that the game is a matter of the guys up front in the trenches. And like you said, when Westville has been able to dominate at times that side on both sides of the line, that's what's gotten with their 30-point halftime lead.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we've got some stats here, but there again, I'm trying to get these here as best as I can. There we go. Perfect. All right. So now I'm keeping it good. Oh, I appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much. So I'll be able to get caught back up here as I had some of the action as that pulled away from here earlier in the game. But we'll see kind of what works out as I try to make dollars and cents of what we've got here. We've got periods of 14 and 28 for the 42 for Westville, 0 and 12 for folks at Moments. We'll go through the drives here. The first drive or the first scoring drive was Eister capping off a 73-yard touchdown run. It was the only play of the drive. Darling's extra point made it 7-0. Moments three and out. Cravens on a 56-yard touchdown run, capping off a two-play 64-yard drive. Darling's extra point ran up to 14-0. It would be 21-0 after another three and out for Moments and a Barney 6-yard touchdown run, capping off a five-play 57-yard drive. Darling's extra point in there as well. Castillo to Ferreira for a 1-yard touchdown pass, capping off a 7-play, 85-yard drive. Caballero's extra point was blocked. It was 21-6 at that point. Cravens with 11-yard touchdown run, his second set touchdown of the game. Darling's extra point made it 28-6, capping off a 3-play, 51-yard drive. Barney with an 18-yard touchdown run, capping off a 2-play, 22-yard drive. Darling's extra point made it 35-6. Castillo to Lumke for a 15-yard touchdown pass, two-point conversion, no good, 35-12. And then with 5 seconds left, it was Boland to Kuhn for a 37-yard touchdown pass. Darling's extra point capping off a 6-play, 65-yard drive that happened thanks in large part to a roughing the punter penalty. 42-12 is where we sit here at the half. And if we take a look at the stats here, Eister with 121 yards rushing has two touchdowns. You had Boland with two carries, 25 yards. You have Cravens with 4 carries, 83 yards, 2 TDs. You have Barney with 2 carries and 25 yards, 2 touchdowns there. Did I get that right? It is right. Okay. And then for passing, you have Bolin with, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pass attempts. And he completed 1, 2, 3 of them for 78 yards. So 3 out of 8. I get that right. And then attempts are, yeah, so he connected all 3 of those to Landon Kuhn, who has all 78 yards, and of course that TD in there as well. Over on the other side for Moments, if I get that right up here, I've got this on the phone now, so that's going to be a little trickier for me. Trying to stay up with technology here, Darren Brown. Rushing, you have the lead for Castillo. He's got 5 yards rushing on 5 attempts. You have number 7, that's Mitchell, with 2 attempts for negative 2 yards. And then you've got number 8, that's Drain, for 2 carries for 8 yards. And number 22, which I don't have listed, that's Caballero, carry for 2 yards there. So that is where that is. Passing, you have Castillo, and he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 attempted passes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So did I get that right? 10 out of 21? I got thumbs up from Darren on that. 169 yards and a touchdown. It was just the one pass, right? Okay. And then you have the intended targets. You've got 100 yards. Let's see here. 100 yards for number 4. That's Dow. He's got 2 receptions. You have 18 yards for number 12. That's Lukey. He's got 2 receptions. Ferreira with the 1 touchdown reception of 10 yards. You've got number 2. No, that ain't, can't be right. Ferreira. Somehow he's got Ferreira listed on here twice. So Ferreira, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So he's got 5 receptions for 48 yards. And then you have a reception for number 1. That's Upton of 3 yards. So that's where we're at here for the first half stats. 42-12 is where we sit at the half. When we come back, we will take a look at your ServPro of Vermilion and Champaign County scoreboard, and then we will take a look also at the second half adjustments, courtesy of Country Financial agent Dustin Ehler. When the store halftime show continues for your after game celebrations, head to the store in downtown Catlin. 42-12 at the half, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. We'll be back with more store halftime show on WITY.
Game night in Catlin? You know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken bacon ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in store.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial.
We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Integrity Vending is the only locally owned, full-service vending company in North Central Illiana. Alan and Carrie Rathgaber has proudly owned Integrity Vending since 2012, serving Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois and Vermilion County, Indiana, with a full vending line. Be sure to ask about their open-air markets with hot and cold sandwiches and the potential of frozen meal entree delivery. Call Integrity Vending today for your full-service vending needs at 217-213-5102.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
Back at the half here, the Store halftime show, 42-12 is where we sit. Moments down to Westville. Westville in the lead here and looking pretty good. Elsewhere tonight, Oakwood leads 48-6, running clock against Watseka tonight. That's in third quarter action. Clifton Central pummeling Georgetown Ridge from Chrisman at home 35-0. You have Salt Fork pounding Iroquois West 40-7. That's also in third quarter action here this evening. You have at the trying to come out of the locker room here 42-6 Normal West leading Danville. That was what the halftime score was. Looks like elongated halftime there, possibly. Over in the Illini Prairie, it's St. Joe Ogden leading Illinois Valley Central 28-13. Moment Monticello up on Rantoul 22-0. PBL blasting Pontiac 34-0. You've got... Tolono Unity and Bloomington Central Catholic tied at 20 in third quarter action. Villa Grove got a forfeit victory over Cerro Gordo Bement. Over on the Indiana side, all final. Riverton Park pound Seeger 48-12. South Vermilion shuts down North Vermilion 30-0. Fountain Central over Covington 40-12. Park Heritage defeating Attica 27-12. Logansport 61. Benton Central 6. So that's kind of where those are at here tonight. I don't have an update, I don't believe, here. Let me check on a Bismarck and Hoopston game. It looks like last check it was BHRA 6, Hoopston nothing at the half. And then I do not have a Tri-County Nokomis score at this time. But that's a look at your Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard and schedule. And in Danville and Vermilion County, call 217-443-0077. Surf Pro like it never even happened. Halftime adjustments here, courtesy of Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler. He's in his new building. Give him a call, 217-733-2154. The north side of Fairmount. North side of the tracks now. Very nice new building. Can't miss it. Our good buddy Darren Brown, what do you got to do if you're Moments right now?
I think the big thing would be just on the offensive side, making sure that you're, if you're Eric Castillo under center, making sure that you're continuing to have accuracy on those passes deep downfield. You saw their first series, they had a couple of drops on some wide open, what would have been big plays in Westville territory, didn't end up scoring on either of their first two drives that started in good field position from the Westville 38 and midfield respectively, but then started to get points on the board via the passing game. And so just want to make sure they're keying in on that air game. On the defensive side, you pretty much know Westville is going to be running the ball, and you've seen the different looks they've had, you know, the tight formations, being able to give it to a variety of ball carriers. So they want to make sure that they're able to have versatility stopping not only Eister, but making sure they know who all else can get the ball.
That wraps us up for the Store Halftime Show. For your after-game celebrations, head to the Store in downtown Catlin. It's 42-12 here at the half. Third quarter with Darren Brown on the call starting in 90 seconds. That's coming up here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Thanks for listening to the Store Halftime Show. There for your after-game celebrations in downtown Catlin. Second half is on the way next on WITY.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store and drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance. Life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
About set for second half action here from the OSF Healthcare Game of the Week here on WITY. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you. Westville hosting Moments. The Tigers ahead 42-12, a 30-point lead through two quarters. Westville kicking off, going left to right. Moments on, their opening kickoff recovered, didn't end up scoring with starting field position in Westville territory. But assuming there's no onside kick here from Westville, Moments will get the ball to start both the first and second half. Kick in the air. One hopper into the hands, fielded at the 15. Running it is Melendez. Melendez toward the far sideline and brought down at about the 35. The 25. So Moments, after 5 seconds taken off the clock from the return, going to start first and 10 in their own territory. Just keep mentioning their first two offensive series, starting at the Westville 38 and then at midfield. And then after that, they've had to build a lot more ground. Substitution here for Moments after the huddle, getting the left tackle in from the sideline. Two receivers to the near side from our vantage point, the left side for Moments. Two in the backfield to the left and right of Castillo. Single receiver out far to the right. Snap the handoff, and running to the left there is Jayshon McIntosh.
No gain on the play to bring up second and 10. So the first play from scrimmage, no yards of the second half.
Trying to work some of your secondary guys in there. If your momentum's trying to see if you can shake things up a little bit.
So late in that first half, they started going more to the passing game out of necessity with less and less clock. Single receiver to the left. In motion, it's Dow to the left, back to pass. Castillo brought down. Pressure got to him before he could get rid of the ball. And that'll bring up third and long for moments.
That was a big loss there. And when you're down by 30, I know things aren't going right, but you can't. You got to try to make something out of that. Even if it's just getting rid of the ball, trying to get it downfield. Especially, you know, when you're this deep into your own territory. That's a rather significant loss there.
Ball now at the moments. 18, line to gain about the 37. Alone in the backfield, Castillo gets the shotgun snap. Throw to the left. Miscue there with the receiver Upton, incomplete to bring up fourth down. Already in the second half, down 30 moments. It's about 2 minutes into this third quarter. And back to return the punt for Westville, Landon Kuhn. It'd be a lofty fourth down conversion where you're thinking you're going to have to punt. Castillo, line drive toward the Westville sideline, and that'll keep it in moments territory as Westville going to take over on offense. Just going to shank that one to the right. Out to the Westville sideline in the air. So no clock drained. Clock still at 10 minutes, 11 seconds for the third quarter. Westville, first and 10 from the moments, 37. 42-12, the lead for Westville. The home Tigers taking on moments. I formation, snap, handoff, run to the right, met near the line of scrimmage. Brought down by a host of moments defenders. Eister couldn't get anything beyond 2 yards. Spotted at the 35 to bring up second and 8 for the Tigers. Single receiver, far side to the left, Kuhn. In the backfield, Eister and Cravens. Hand off to Cravens, up the middle, got the first, plunges forward, down at about the 24. And that'll get the chains moving. Fresh set of downs for Westville. And again, right there, they give the first handoff to Eister. Setting it up for the fullback, Cravens, to get it. Defense keying in on Eister. Cravens getting a first down for the Tigers. Snap play action, keeping it rolling. Running to the left, jukes out one defender, one to beat, another evasion, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Westville. Easton Bowen, play action rollout. Had to juke a couple people on his way. And three plays, leads to 6. Score 48-12 in favor of the Tigers, pending the point after.
There again, they're spreading the wealth, making sure everybody gets theirs tonight. Bolin with his first rushing touchdown to go with a passing touchdown. And Darling would like to outscore his opponent tonight on extra points if he could. I don't know that we'll get to that point now, but here he is.
Kick up and good. Puts Westville at 49, and the Tigers lead up to 37 points. 3 minutes into this third quarter here from Westville, OSF Healthcare Game of the Week on WITY, WITY Radio, and the WITY Radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance. Life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
That was a Bolin 23-yard touchdown run. Dollings extra point makes it 49-12, capping off a three-play 36-yard drive, and it's a 37-point lead, 49-12 Westville here on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Next week, maybe a little tighter, I don't know. BHRA hosting Westville, or not Westville, hosting Iroquois West next week up at Peyton Moss. So that, see how that shakes out after tonight and how that looks. Maybe it looks a little different.
One returner back deep for Moments, and that is Castillo. Castillo from the left now, trying to the middle. And that'll start Moments first and 10 from about their 25. Similar starting field position from their first series of the third quarter. Lead at 37 points for the hometown Tigers of Westville. Even more ground to make up for Moments. Two receivers far side to the right, one near side to the left. Castillo with one in the backfield. Gets the handoff. It's Lukey. Lukey right side gains a couple and brought down by a host of Tigers D linemen. Spot that one just in front of the 25. Be about second and 9. 3.5 minutes into the third quarter. Lead at 37 points for Westville, ahead of Moments.
Well, one score from Westville here is going to send that clock pretty quick. And as long as that first half lasted, we could definitely get the advantage of getting out of here at a reasonable time. Flag on the play.
Flag thrown, the play clock hit 0, so delay a game. And that's going to move Moments back and make it 2nd and 14. Ball now at the 21. Shotgun Castillo, quick throw, almost connected but dropped. Pass intended for Jaden Dow. That'll make it 3rd and 14 for Moments. I know in the PA they're calling them the Moments Athletics or Athletic Team.
That's what they refer to them as on IHSA.
Could go Moments Guardians.
Let's not do that. Let's not.
Two receivers to the left, one far side. In the backfield, Castillo with Dow to his left. Goes for the pass on a slant incomplete. That one intended for Damian Upton.
Do we ever look at a time when we would say the most competitive game in the conference on a given Friday night would be BHRA and Hoopston Armstrong Potomac? Because everything else is fairly much decided at this point while gameplay is still going on.
It tells you how
losing upperclassmen has affected teams around the Vermilion Valley. Fourth and 15, Castillo back. They're going to go for it. Scrambling to his left, rolling out. Has to find somebody, just gets rid of it. Throws it near the Moment sideline. And that'll have Westville taken over on downs with great field position. Trying to get, as Chad mentioned, that score to get it to the 40-point threshold for the clock to keep moving.
Moments understanding kind of where they're at this evening, also knowing what they have to face to try to get back up north. That's going to be at least a 90-minute drive from where we are, and from the time that you get changed in the locker room going up, they don't mind giving Westville the short hand of the field. Want to get out of here healthy. Totally understand that. A short field for Westville ahead of them.
Starting at the Moments 21, faking the handoff. Bowen still with it, rolling to his left, looks for the pass, had it in the hands and dropped. To bring up second and 10, the intended receiver. It's like the big tight end out there, Portman's. Would have been a first down, instead second and 10. He said Westville still does have the first team out there. Bowling in, gets the play call. Breaking the huddle. Two receivers to the right. Single receiver far side to the left. Bowling shotgun formation. Gets the snap. Handoff. Running, trying to get a first. It's Eister. Forward. Eister. Into the end zone, touchdown, Westville.
21-yard variety this one was.
Lead at 43 with a chance to make it 44, pending the kick from the senior Darling. It hasn't taken them very many plays on a lot of these drives, Westville, to find the end zone, and that helps when they get great starting field position. Taking over on downs right near the Moments red zone. Score 55-12. Darling trying to get it to 56 for the Tigers. Snap back, the hold, kick. No good. The score is going to stay 55-12.
Seven, no good, huh?
7.5 to go here in the third quarter from Westville. Tigers 55, Moments 12. We'll be back on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app after 30 seconds.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
In the third quarter of the USF Healthcare Game of the Week here on WITY, Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you. 55-12, the advantage for the hometown Westville Tigers, taking on Moments. Single returner deep for Moments, Dakota Lukey. Preparing for the kickoff from Matthew Darling. Off the boot of Darling, our line drive. Takes a couple bounces. Lukey scoops it near the 4-yard line. Cutting to the right and brought down. Short territory for Moments. They're going to be starting just ahead of their own 10, and a flag after the play. See if there was an unsportsmanlike. Looks like this one's going against Westville.
We've got something that that hasn't been real apparent tonight, probably in our broadcast, but how good Westville special teams are. They've pinned moments deep all night long off those kickoffs. And that has allowed their defense to dominate. So there again, you're talking every aspect of the game. Preparation, conditioning. You haven't seen, even though it's warmer this week, you've seen nobody walk off or have any issues with cramping. This Westville squad is going to be one to be reckoned with here the rest of the season. And from what I've seen, I know it's moments tonight, but just the track record we've seen in the first 3 weeks, you're going to have a pretty dominant squad to go up against them, and that we may not see that until the playoffs.
Keeper for Castillo. Castillo now going to the left, and he's near the line to gain. We'll see where they spot it. Looks like they were in Wildcat, the ball carrier there, Lukey.
Move those chains.
It'll be a first down. Had better field position off the unsportsmanlike. In the first play on this series, they get it to the 35. Fresh set of downs for Moments. Now back in the backfield, Castillo. Slowing things down after getting to the line of scrimmage quickly. Single receivers left and right. The handoff. McIntosh, left side, picked up about four. Brought out of bounds around the 40. We're going to mark him at the 39. They're going to keep going with Dakota Lukey, the senior in at quarterback. Probably now with the running clock, decide to just make sure Castillo is good to go for the next game. Low snap. Keeping it Lukey. Running to the right. Has some open room. Toward the sideline. Burst of speed and out of bounds. He was trying to tiptoe with the defender chasing him. Went out of bounds near the Moments 39. Near the Westville 39 and Moments in opponent territory. Getting the chains moving with Lukey at quarterback this series. Single receiver near side to the left, two out far to the right. Lukey, the snap. Handoff bobble. Ball on the ground.
Recovered.
And Westville got on top of it. The lineman there, Kendall Newell, taking advantage of the botched handoff from Moments. Westville, after giving up the big play, getting Moments in their territory, taking over after the turnover. First and 10. From their own 38. So we'll see some second and third string offense here for Westville with the running clock. About 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. Score 55-12 in favor of Westville at home against Moments. Two receivers to the right. High snap corralled, the handoff, cutting back, met near the line of scrimmage and brought down. Liam Hughes got the handoff for a gain of about one. That'll make it second and nine. So the advantage, 43 for Westville. You're going to see sidelines empty from both sides. Trying to keep their starters healthy for their subsequent games of the season. In motion, Davis right to left. They get it to him. Left side. Got the line to gain. Tiptoeing down the sideline and brought out of bounds near the moment's 40. And the second stringers getting the chains moving for the Tigers. And they'll say he went out of bounds. Well ahead of the 40, they'll mark that at the moment's 46.
17-yard run.
Trips right, one in the backfield with Hughes. Hand off, Hughes has it. Gain of about two, brought down around the 43.
Westfield's got Coal Bucket next week down in Georgetown. And Moments at 0-3 next week will host Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac. And that's going to be an interesting game at this point.
2 minutes for the third quarter. Two receivers to the right, to the left for Westville. In motion, they fake it to the man in motion, give it to Hughes. Hughes, a lot of open field, breaks one tackle into the red zone, down the sideline, brought out of bounds around the 15. And another first down for this backup Westville offense. Minute and a half to go for the third quarter, 55-12.
27-yard pickup, so back-to-back big runs, 17 from Alec Davis, a two-yard run from Hughes, and then 27. So two out of the last three runs, big yardage runs there.
Hand off to Hughes, left side, open hole by the line, into the end zone, touchdown Tigers. That'll make it a 49-point lead, pending the PAT. And Westville continues to roll here at home. 61-12. Big run to the left by Liam Hughes. Hughes, a starter on defense for the Tigers, getting a handful of carries on this series for Westville with the backups. Darling out there trying to get it to 62 and a 50-point lead. You have movement on the left side for Moments. So offsides called against the visitors. Would be more costly in the NFL where PATs are move back, but it looks like with them getting the ball moved forward, they're going to bring their second string offense in and see what they can do on a 2-point conversion. So they break the huddle offense out there for Westville. Single receiver out to the left, two to the right. Lions and Hughes in the backfield. Play clock at zero. And a delay game. Going to move the ball back. So it took too much time exchanging the special teams for the offense and then getting set. That'll move the try back to about the five. They're still going to go for two. Same formation, two to the right, one out far to the left. Hand off Hughes, went to the right, cut it back up the middle. He's in. 2-point try, good. And that'll make it 63-12. Westville, the lead up to 51 against Moments. Minute to go for the third quarter. OSF Healthcare game of the week. Westville up big. We'll be back after 30 seconds on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24-7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Second team offense continuing the scoring output for the hometown Westville Tigers, 63-12. Westville leading moments during the OSF Healthcare Game of the Week. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you. And they get the running clock, Chad, get the backups out there, and Westville winning the battle of the bench players.
Yeah, right now, Westville, I just poured it on. Depth is great. Every facet of the game, as we mentioned earlier, whether it's offense, running game, they can pass, they can roll to the outside. And, you know, I kind of joked about this with some different folks this week. You know, for a lot of these guys, football is not their primary sport. A lot of baseball players on this team here, great athleticism. There's a lot of these guys that were part of that post 210 success this summer in Legion baseball.
Kickoff fielded by Moments' Lukey, brought to the Moments 33. Flag thrown behind the play. Might get a block in the back. So they'll stop the clock momentarily with the special teams to scrimmage exchange. And it is a block in the back against Moments. Clock winding again as they'll figure out where they spot the ball. The return got it to near the 35. Penalty going to bring it back to looks like the Moments 25. 25-yard line, the line of scrimmage. First and 10 Moments. 30 seconds for the third quarter. Probably get one playoff here and then on to the final 12 of regulation. Two receivers far side to the right, single receiver to left. More time on the play clock than the game clock. Looks like they might just let this run to the fourth. And that's what they're going to do as we go to the fourth quarter. Westville 63, Moments 12, here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
This is Fifi the Cat from Leto's Hardware. The store is stocked with great tools to pick up what falls down, like rakes, scoops, and bags for falling leaves, and shears and saws for branches. Squirrel away fallen nuts with our easy-to-use nut gatherers. I haven't been able to catch a squirrel, but you can catch everything you need for fall at Leto's Hardware in Westville. Keep up with my weekly deals on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
63-12 lead, and back to fall on that is Lukey for Moments. Chad Baker, Darren Brown back with you. Running clock action here. It's going to go quick, heading towards our post-game show courtesy of UHAS Diagnostics later this evening. Got some clear-cut front runners for the State Farm agent, Ross Webb. Ross is boss of the game. We'll take a look at the Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard and schedule. That's going to come up quicker than what you realize, as Lukey does everything he can to hold on to it, then rolls to the outside flag on the play. He's going to be near the original line of scrimmage, a little bit after that, actually. Got a feeling that's coming back.
They might just decline this.
Not a lot of good competitive games in our scoreboard tonight. The close one between BHR and Hoopston. There's a nice back-and-forth battle between Paris and Marshall. And a close one between Unity and Bloomington Central Catholic. Everything else is rather ugly out there. It's going to be a third down. Now Lukey rolls to his left. He's going to be up to about the 35.
Looks like they will spot him for the first.
Pick up about 10. From the shotgun, it's twins left, single receiver to the right. He's going to hand it off to McIntosh. McIntosh clears the right corner. He's going to get up across midfield, puts it on the ground, and goes out of bounds. Moves from their own 36 to the 48 of Westville. Pickup of 16 for McIntosh, his biggest run of the evening. 9 minutes left to go in regulation for this one. It's all elemental in hand. Just want to get out of here with everybody in good health. Westville, as I mentioned, going to the Coal Bucket next week with Georgetown Ridge Farm down in Georgetown. Moments gets Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac next week, with the possibility that you may see one of those teams 0-4 by this time next week. Is that one flags on the play? And ooh, what a brutal hit there. That is down at the 25, pending the flag. That is number 32, Jason Kersey. Feeling though that's coming back.
I do get moments for the hold that flag near midfield.
Kersey about had to get his neck put back in order after that hit. That was courtesy of Logan Marshall.
Yeah, Marshall trying to avoid the face mask and ends up getting his arm kind of right around the clavicle. A bit of sportsmanship, possibly, but also with the line of scrimmage, they didn't accept that other penalty to make it 3rd and 9. This one, since it's such a big play, they'll end up moving moments back. They did have it spotted near the 40. They'll move it up to the 42, or 47, excuse me, of moments. And there you go, another big hit taken by Kersey. He's getting ragdolled around there by Kendall Newell. Line to gain is the Westville 38. And the line of scrimmage now the Moments 44. They'll hand it off to Morellis, left side, near the
line of scrimmage brought down in Westville territory at the 45. So that'll bring up third down and about eight. They'll spot it at the Westville 46.
Morales has seen some time in there, yeah. He's a freshman. .545 Loon counting as moments there again. Just trying to get out in a safe manner here. Here's Lukey, fakes the handoff, but Westville and their second, third team players, there's no shortage of motor there either. They just keep rolling. That one's going to be a big loss. And for these guys, you know, they want to show that they belong. You know, there are some of these guys that they know if a player goes down, next man up mentality. They don't want to be caught slacking, even in mop-up duty on that game film there, Darren. So fourth and 15. Lukey's going to roll out to the right side. Going to turn up, cuts back towards the middle, and he's going to break one. He's going to go in for the touchdown. And a flag, late flag, that may negate it here. Now a second flag coming in here back here, maybe some jawing, some unsportsmanlike conduct.
They saw a couple of players getting into it. It seemed like Jayshon McIntosh on the side from Immense and some guys for Westville. You know, I think it was a Cleveland Cavaliers game one time. You had a guy kind of taunting toward the end of the game. The announcer was like, "You're down about 1,000 points. I don't know what you're doing jawing for."
Usually you have that in some of these lopsided games too, where you get some guys that maybe boasting a little bit too much and showboating. We got that official waving his flag off, so there's still one more. It's going to be unsportsmanlike on Westville. Unsportsmanlike, so offsetting unsportsmanlike penalties. So 52-yard touchdown run by Lukey.
Are they counting the touch? It seemed like you had one flag that was before the touchdown.
They didn't. Yeah, so they're going to have a discussion about this, about where it needs to be. Oh, are they going to put it at the two? They're going to go first and goal at the two with it. So it'll be a 49-yard run rather than a 52. So, no, it would be a 50. 50. First and goal at the two. 50-yard run for Lukey. And kind of pop it up, and that was the most lackluster. Who is that? That is 85. I don't even have an 85 on my roster. Or no, maybe that. No, that would have been a 2-point conversion. So the touchdown counted. 2-point conversion is what it was. So you had me all thrown off there, Darren.
Well, I didn't know because they kept moving the ball back like it was
2-point. 2-point conversion is the extra point. So Lukey with the 52-yard touchdown run, 2-point conversion, no good. It is 63-18. We'll be back in 30 seconds with kickoff. And likely the end of this one here before 35 left to go.
Westville in the lead. Your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
It is a 63-18 game. I've had basketball games that don't have those high of numbers here in the area. Four and change left here in this one. We'll still have the running clock. That won't change anything. But we will have the UHAS Diagnostics postgame show on the way next. That one goes out of bounds. We'll find out what's happening around the area. Get your State Farm agent, Ross Webb, Ross's boss of the game. Darren Brown will be on the field to go get that coming up here. I'll have a rundown of some of your stats. Quick look ahead to next week. Your Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule to come as well. Lots of ugliness on there, too.
Well, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, Chad. Some people might like 50-point games.
That they might. Definitely the winners and the fans of the winning teams love those.
Yeah, maybe not so much, especially a visiting Moments team that's got to drive all the way back up to the Kankakee area after this one.
No road team loves getting shellacked and then have to drive forever. So they're going to kneel and let it roll as that is Ryder Lyons taking the knee, the sophomore quarterback. At this point, they're just rolling down as much of the clock as they possibly can, knowing game is in hand there. We're at this point in the game where we're doing victory formations with 4 minutes left. Lyons going to take another kneel. The unfortunate thing about that is that yields negative yardage. So maybe they give Ryder an opportunity to run one to the outside here.
Do a fake knee if you're that ambitious and then have him roll out to either the right or the left. Make up some of those rushing yards. I feel like that wouldn't necessarily be a sportsmanlike thing to do with.
Absolutely. It's going to take another one. We will be at Peyton Moss next Friday night for Iroquois West, BHRA. They'll have punting unit on, so Darling out to punt for this one. He's going to let the play clock roll down here as much as possible before getting that snap. Nice snap. Good kick. This point in time, you might want to even try to get your second or third string punter in there. That rolls out of bounds. 2 minutes
in this one. Don't forget Saturday Sports Connection tomorrow morning. Coach going to rejoin me first time in a couple of months from the islands for the week that was, the week that will be in area sports. Sure, a lot on his mind. And I'm sure that Westville will be a part of that discussion. 906, courtesy of your friends at Surf Pro of Vermilion County and our fine array of sports sponsors. So that one just looked ugly. Did we even get a flag for that one? We don't.
I didn't see them throw one.
And I didn't see a kneel down either. But I mean, would we be surprised if we're at that point of the game, too, where I think moments. Just now trying to drain time off the clock. Then there's the other kneel. They don't need to run another play. So that's where we end this one, 63-18. We'll be back with your UHAS Diagnostics post-game show next on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24-7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but Surf Pro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. Surf Pro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call Surf Pro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
You know, medium rare is the only way to go.
Oh yeah, that's a good looking steak.
But did you know that only 20% of people ages 45 to 59 have completed a colon cancer screening? The good news is regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep sizzling your family's dinner to perfection. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance, life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Welcome to the UHAS Diagnostics post-game show. Having trouble getting out of the lot? Call UHAS Diagnostics on the mobile line at 217-260-3339 and get rolling safer than when you came in. UHAS Diagnostics. Exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Henning Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center.
Welcome to the UHAS Diagnostics post-game show. The final tonight, 63-18. Westville basically had a running clock the good majority of the second half. Chad Baker up here. We've got our own Darren Brown down on the field. Lincoln Craven's getting, yeah, there you go, Lincoln. Getting the Turnover chain courtesy of Ross Webb, State Farm agent in Danville. Insurance, have you had a loss? Call Ross, 217-443-1500. Save money and stay covered like a boss. Lincoln Craven's the boss of the week. Ross's boss of the week. He was the second back. Eichner may have had the prettier numbers, but it was Lincoln Craven's during the time whenever everything was going the right direction for Westville, everything going the wrong direction for Moments. 5 carries, 94 yards, 2 touchdowns. The average a little higher there for Lincoln than it was for Jack. But still, I mean, there again, if you got to go between the two, you know, it was Cravens plowing over folks. Eichner had some pretty runs tonight. You could have given it to either one of them. Eichner now with he's got 10 touchdowns on the year rushing. That's pretty good. Lincoln Cravens is not going to get forgotten in this offense, though. And you have to have one. You have to have both to be doing the domination that they've done. And honestly, you know, you add Easton Barney in there. You add Easton Boland in there from the quarterback position. Kuhn on the outside. This offense is just firing on all cylinders right now. And that's where we're at here. So we've got Darren coming back right now here. And Darren, there again, Lincoln Cravens, just a huge part of that offense tonight. A pair of touchdowns, 5 carries, 94 yards. The numbers, there again, maybe not as high as what Eichner's was, but it came at opportune times, and especially whenever the Westville Tigers was building that score up.
Yeah, and we talked all game about the complimentary offense for Westville, the versatility of getting a lot of different players, the carries. In that first quarter, they ran it heavy with Eichner, got a majority of the carries, and that allowed for them to kind of open things up with some misdirection and get guys open with the defense of Momentsky and on Eichner, and that allowed for Cravens to have a really good game.
So taking a look at the unofficial stats, and I say that because, like I said, it's a mess, and you know, I'm one person, I can't do like 900 different things. Here we are for the Westville Tigers. Easton Boland, 3 of 9 passing, 75 yards and a TD. All of that to Landon Kuhn, 3 receptions for 75 yards and a touchdown. Running the ball, it was Jack Eichner, 8 carries, 140 yards, pair of touchdowns. Lincoln Cravens, Ross's boss of the week, 5 carries, 94 yards, 2 TDs. You had Easton Barney with 3 carries, 28 yards, 2 TDs. Easton Boland, 2 carries, 45 yards, and a touchdown. You have Liam Hughes, 5 carries, 47 yards, and a touchdown. Alec Davis with a carry for 17 yards. Ryder Long, 3 carries, 4, negative 4. Those were whole on kneel downs, though. So let's be fair there. So if you take a look there, if you're trying to add all that up, 17 and 14 is 31. You're going back to 27. 16, 25, 27, 31, 32, 367 rushing yards tonight, unofficially, for Westville.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, dominance.
It was a lot.
dominance. And then when you figure in not only passing yard, I mean, you may be close to 500 all-purpose yards tonight before it's said and done. The Moments squad, 9 for 23 passing, 2 TDs on 179 yards for Eric Castillo. He's a great athlete. He's been part of some really good teams. He cannot do this alone. They're putting a lot on him. He's got some guys that he can get to. But if the defense knows it's coming, and especially a good defense, that's where the struggles are going to be. He was able to spread it out between Ferreira, Dow, and Lukey a little bit tonight. The run game just wasn't there. Lukey had some good luck runs out of the quarterback position. Castillo the same way. Not to the degree that they've had the last couple of years, though, where you've had a little bit of a 2-3 pronged running attack you had an opportunity to be able to get the pass downfield to 3 to 4 different receivers like Moments has seen the last couple of years. Just wasn't working out to their advantage here tonight. Looks like 4 yards rushing on 8 carries for Castillo. Had some big runs, had some big losses, though. You had that big run for Lukey, and that was the biggest play of the night outside of that 84-yard pass earlier in the contest, that pass reception to Dow. But you had Lukey with that 50-yard run there in mop-up duty. Really, those were the two highlights of the evening outside the touchdowns for Moments. 63-18, your final. And I don't know that we need to go through the touchdowns, drives there. As there again, we've kind of went through who had touchdowns, what they looked like, and how many yards they were. I mean, what the number you need to know is that 360-plus yards of rushing yardage for Westville. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with a look at your Surf Pro Vermilion County scoreboard when your UHAS Diagnostics post-game show continues on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
Occasional aches and pains are just part of life. They usually vanish as quickly as they appear. But what about ailments that pop up and don't quickly go away? That's when it may be time to see your doctor, just in case. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including diagnosing health issues or referring you to a specialist. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Stay up to date with the latest farm markets news and trends with WITY's Ag Team. This is Dennis Michelson with over 3 hours of farm programming every day. WITY is Ileana's choice when it comes to the information you need. Be sure to listen to Farmgate with Stu Ellis every weekday, 12:15, and Down on the Farm, where we talk to the experts to learn about the latest ag technology, news, and events in our region. The WITY Ag Team, the most boots on the ground in Ileana.
Back here for your UHAS Diagnostics post-game show. Having trouble getting out of the lot? We will be here shortly, I'm sure. Call UHAS Diagnostics on the mobile line, 217-260-3339. Get rolling safer than what you came in. You can find them exit 210 East on Route 150 to Henning Road. Back truck on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. Chad and Darren back with you. Let's look at the Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard in Daneville and Vermilion County. Call 217-443-0077. Surf Pro like it never happened. Lots of these games are going to be like they never happened if you're the team that finished down here tonight, because there was a lot of ugly ones out there here on this Friday night, week 3 in the IHSA season. Got a few more that are rolling in here, so let me get this on here for us. The final here tonight was 63-18, Westville running clock on Moments. Oakwood had a running clock on Watseka. It ends up 48-13. Clifton Central had a running clock on Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman. That was a final tonight of 48-0. One that did not have a running clock, but we don't have an update after halftime. It was a 6-0 lead for BHRA over Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac. I'm sure that did not end that way. Salt Fork had a running clock on Iroquois West, 47-7 tonight's final there. Salt Fork moves to 2-1. We have Iroquois West and BHRA next week up at Peyton Moss. Normal West was up on Danville through 3. No updates on that. That was a 42-6 lead for Normal West. And one that's been bouncing back and forth, but ended pretty nice there. Not if you're a Tiger fan, though. Marshall over Paris tonight, 34-30. You have the last check on the Monticello-Rantoul game was Monticello leading Rantoul 36-14. That was in fourth quarter action. PBL won over Pontiac 48-22. Did not have an update on that Unity game. That was in fourth quarter action. And I believe that was still tied at 20. Find out here. No update on we did have a blast out for St. Joe Ogden over Illinois Valley Central 51-16. Nothing updated on that BCC Unity game. Tri-County and Nokomis, that's tomorrow. That got moved to tomorrow. So big trip for Tri-County for that one. Villa Grove got that forfeit victory tonight over Saragota Bement since they're part of Arcola now, which that team got blasted by Argentina Orienta this evening. And over on the Indiana side, Riverton Park over Seeger 48-12. South Vermillion shut down North Vermillion 30-0. Fountain Central over Covington 40-12. You had Park Heritage winning over Attica 27-12. And Logansport 61, Benton Central 6. Tonight. So not much in the way of anything there. I do not have an update on Milford Sista Park, no, Oblong Palestine, Hudsonville. That was an 8-man football action tonight. So that kind of wraps us up here. We look ahead to next week here when the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios heads to Peyton Moss. That is going to be an interesting one too, as you have Iroquois West. One win on the season, BHRA, possibly one win after tonight. Both of those teams down in the standings looking up.
Yeah, you're looking at an Iroquois West team that, you know, maybe not so surprised as you would be a BHRA team that was at the top of the conference last year, and you're looking at them kind of in the same position. So, like we talked about, that's kind of how losing your seniors can go sometimes. Sometimes it's not as big a deal if you're able to have other – up-and-coming underclassmen coming up or juniors taking over, but if you're kind of more reliant on those seniors, it can cost you.
Absolutely. We'll be along with the State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show, 6:30, kickoff at 7 for your OSF game of the week next Friday evening. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, Saturday Sports Connection brought to you by ServPro Vermillion County at 9:06 on all of our platforms. For our studio engineer, Brennan Easter, back at the station. For Darren Brown, I'm Chad Baker. Your final tonight here again at Westville, 63-18 over Moments. This has been a broadcast of WITY Sports. I bid you good evening.
Thanks for listening to the UHAS Diagnostics postgame show. Call UHAS at 217-213-6032 or set up an appointment for a wide array of services online at uhasdiagnostics.com. Exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Hitting Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. This has been a presentation of WITY Sports. For more information or playback on demand, visit WITYradio.com.